I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to Oxlang. Over the past 4 episodes, we talked to some of the icons of the local music scene. We talked about how love songs endure with Noel Cabangon.
Love is a relatable, you know, in every generation. Hindi nawawala yan, lalo na sa young, sa teenager. Personally, and popular, yung love.
How Francis De Vera found his footing in film scoring.
We started with my band, yung Radioactive Sago Project. So may mga friends kami na indie directors.
So what was your first scoring gig?
It's a short film. Parang nag-live score kami. Parang it's a train travel. Tapos we did score. I just improvised some with some notes, ganun.
What Diego Mapa thinks of when he writes music?
Parang kaya ko ba itong gawin, kantayin itong kanta na to like 10 years from now? Kasi may mga ganun, marami na rin ako nasuot na kanta. May mga nire-regret din ako dun sa catalog. Pero yun nga, when I make something new, I try to remember na, kaya can I play this when I'm 50 or 60, ganun. And parang with Brian Wilson sing his cheesy early 60s Beach Boys stuff, diba? Or would you rather play God Only Knows Forever, diba? Parang ganun, diba?
And what keeps Medwin Marfil and True Faith going?
Music is such a big, such an important thing that I've been acquiring soundtracks lately. You know, nakatutok ngayon sa ano, vinyl collection ko, the soundtracks.
But during the course of our interviews, we asked them the same question. What is their guilty pleasure?
Galing kay Dalian Carvajal ba?
So one is, what's your guilty pleasure? Like a musician or a group or a singer na you wouldn't actually say out loud that you listen to? Example, Air Supply. Puro ganun eh. Malaking Air Supply ang example eh.
I like Air Supply, but that wouldn't be my answer. Sino pa?
And in today's episode of Oxlang, we find out what our guests sing when no one's listening. Pero bago ang lahat, let's talk about some definitions. What makes a guilty pleasure? One definition from the New York Times is that a guilty pleasure is something that we enjoy, but we know we're either not supposed to like, or that liking it may say something negative about us. In short, a guilty pleasure may mean baduy. Para kay Francis, yung kanyang guilty pleasures come from a certain decade.
Guilty pleasures sa Pinoy. Siguro mga ilang songs nung 90s, di ba? Yung mga rockstar, di ba? Parting Time, ha?
Alamin niyo yun, ha? Parting Time by
rockstar. Tsaka, ano yun? Ikaw pa rin ang nais ko. Mamaya, paikin natin sa Big Night. Mga Nexus.
Kung medyo patago si Francis, si Diego Mapa naman has nothing to hide.
Actually, proud ako dun sa mga guilty pleasures ko.
What's one?
I like Girls Just Wanna Have Fun. Ganon. I always play that.
Girls Just Wanna Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, Cyndi Lauper. Oh.
Because?
Masaya siyang kanta eh. Parang, actually, in a DJ situation din, pag lahat ng babae sumasya, pag sinalang mo yun, magwawala talaga siya. Kasi, girls tayo, di ba? Girls tayo. Parang ganon yun. Parang nakaliligay sila ng girls eh. Feeling na it's for them talaga. So, it really, nakaka-jack up siya ng energy talaga. Paglasing, masalang paglasing na lasing na sila. Alam mo yun. Okay to like yun. I mean, gusto ko rin yun pag pinili ko. Parang okay yun. Pero hindi yun yung parang everyday na dun sa play. O, hindi ko na mapapakinggan yun Monday to Sunday. Diba? Parang ano.
Si Medwin naman, ang bisyo niya is to collect vinyl records. But he might keep this one album to himself.
May plaka pala ako ng minudo. There you go. I'm not embarrassed with Spice Girls. Minudo, embarrassed ako. So, yeah. I have the Minudo na album. Yeah. And I think I bought it sealed pa from the 80s pa yun. But I enjoy it. I remember summers. It suddenly felt like summer in my room. Yeah. It suddenly felt like summer in my room because I remember no, pag walang pasok and they were like on TV. They kept playing those Pepsi commercials. Diba na Minudo? And you had no escape.
Now that we have our answer.
Inescapable. Yeah. Just one album though. I'm not filling my cabinet with more Minudo albums. Just, I'm done with that.
You may like a Cannonball tsaka ano yan?
Wala yung like a Cannonball din sa album na bili ko. Nandun yung Hold Me, Hold Me.
Hindi yung Gotta Catch That Play, that 7:30 nandun?
It is there.
Okay.
Ako naman ang tatanungin, ang guilty pleasure ko ay VST and Company. It's not exactly guilty because I'm proud of VST because wala akong kilala na hindi nag-enjoy sa music nila. When it comes to guilty pleasures, for three of our guests, one band reigns supreme. Malamang, para sa marami rin sa inyong nakikinig ngayon.
And I know just how to cry. I know just where to find the answers. And I know just how to lie. I know just how.
Here's Francis again.
Alam mo yan, pinapaigan natin lagi. Ako, I don't mind kung kanyari may air supply, diba, ganyan.
And here's Medwin.
I bought the best of vinyl. I had all out of love by Air Supply at the vinyl.
But Noel explains it best.
Nakikinig ako sa Air Supply at kinakanta ko rin. Parang ages kumbaga, ganun, jukebox. And
So yan po ang mga inaaming guilty pleasure music ng ating mga naging guest. Sigurado ako na lahat tayo ay meron mga ganyang go-to music din. Bakit nga ba tayo meron? Masabi mang baduy. I think because, as the term implies, it makes us happy. Whether we just listen to it or belt it out during karaoke sessions. Whatever it is, we can rely on our guilty pleasure music to make us feel better. And who would not want that?
But I don't know how to leave you, and I'll never let you fall. And I don't know how you do it, making love out of nothing at all.
And that's it for the first half of the first season of Oxlang, isang podcast ng Philippine Daily Inquirer, powered by Puma Podcast. Subscribe and catch up on our previous episodes sa Oxlang on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Anchor. I-follow kami sa Facebook and Twitter at Oxlang. Hanggang sa susunod na episode, mabuhay ang OPM!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.